You probably know Tamar Braxton as a famous singer, as part of the Braxtons, and also as a solo artist.
If you're like me, you might also know her as a talk show host for The Real or as a reality star because she won Celebrity Big Brother.
And now Tamar is bringing fans along the journey to being her best self on her new podcast, Under Construction.
2020 has been a wild ride for Tamar, and she's showing fans a different side of the TV persona that they think they know.
On Under Construction, Tamar is telling her story her way and giving her honest, upfront perspective for the first time since leaving Braxton Family Values.
So listen to Under Construction with Tamar Braxton right now on your favorite podcast app.
Well, hello. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie, and I'm here with my little friend Ben. Hi, Ben.
Howdy doody.
How are you,
babe? How's it going? I'm great, thanks. Great.
Good.
Excited.
Southern well, Charm. Everybody, back. Southern Charm. We're back with a full Southern Charm recap. Very excited to be here. This is the beginning of the end of the world on Southern Charm, seen through most, Charleston's eyes.
The doomiest Southern Charm episode of all time.
Yeah, really is. God, they really played into it too, didn't they? Jeez.
Oh, gosh. It was something else. But yes. Before we dive into that, this is a Crappens on Demand episode. So come join us here on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and sign up on the Crappens on Demand level, and you can watch us do this recap. You don't have to just listen to us. And I mean, that's basically it.
Yeah. My sister is doing homeschool teaching. She is tutoring. She's got a bunch of math videos up. She works with kids and parents learning Singapore math, kids with learning disabilities, and she can do private tutoring, group class tutoring, all on Zoom. Go find her at mymathvideos.com. Just shoot her an email, tell her what you need, what your kid needs, and let her help you. She's great at what she does, and she's super sensitive to, you know, things kids are going through these days, learning disorders, etc. She doesn't eat gluten. I don't know if that helps anybody, but she's also gluten-free. So go ask for help because you're going to need it, because it is still Rona time, and we're watching Southern Charm right at the beginning of this, but it's breaking out again here in America. I'm guessing the whole world, and we're all going on lockdown again. So do not be stuck without being able to teach your children. Let Carly help you. Go find her. MyMathVideos.com.
Yeah, it's a good service. So now Southern Charm. Wow. So this episode, we see it opens up and it says Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. And then we hear like Foghorn Leghorn as the governor of South Carolina saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, today I have declared a state of emergency for the state of South Carolina." I was like, oh, do South Carolina governors still talk like that? Like, that was like what
totally.
I thought they talked like in the 20s. Like, I say, we're going to shut down. We're going to quarantine.
Oh. I thought he was just going to be like a frog with a top hat and a cane. Like, he was the full on WB frog in this scene. I
know. Michigan J Frog has an important announcement. We have the coronavirus is here. Say, you have to go inside. You all have to go inside now.
I will never eat radishes again. Damn, whatever got with the wind. What was she eating? Kumquats. I will never eat potatoes again. No, that wasn't it. Anyway, Cooper. That's his name. Cooper, the gay from Southern Charm.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't have any PPE.
Frankly, Scarlett, you better put on a mask, you stupid slut. So,
it's this shutdown. He's like, I say, we're shutting down. And then they actually remixed the Southern Charm theme song with quarantine orders. I was like, what? He's got money. He's in my disease. I was like, are we really Are we really remixing Trixie Monocle with this right now? This is the craziest
thing. It's amazing how much it works, right? Like the times have changed, don't you know, don't you know.
It was definitely like the, it was definitely right, like the act two opener of a musical when things have just gone to shit. It's like, yes. Ooh, old timey London is different now. You know, it's like, is that money? So then the governor's like, effective immediately, I've ordered schools to be closed and remain closed for a minimum of 14 days.
Yes. And then we see like the tragedy of it. No one can sit on the park bench because the park benches have a string of caution tape all around them. So you can't, it's like a crime scene. Like who got murdered on the park bench? Or who, what meeting was that in the city? They're like, listen, there's a pandemic. No one is sitting on a park bench. Put caution tape all around them. All around
them. Don't you know? Whoa.
God, whatever this pandemic teaches us, it's not to sit down. Okay, do not ever sit down, especially in public. So we open with Craig walking in red sneakers, just like nothing's wrong. And he peeks over the wall of Patricia's mansion. And he's like, oh, Whitney!
Can I come in, Whitney? Can I come in? Like, this is, by the way, this is how zombie breakout, this is how it works in a zombie movie, right? Like, I'm totally fine. I wasn't bitten at all. Oh, that gash? I don't know what happened. It was a Mary. What was the Mary thing again? Unidentified drunken injury. What was it? Yeah. What did they call it last week?
Why are you doing this? Now I look stupid because you couldn't remember something.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Misappropriated radical injustice.
Misappropriated.
That's what you just did to me.
Asinine, ridiculous injury.
Alcohol-related injury. It was a mysterious alcohol-related injury. See, guys, his name is Cooper, the gay of Southern Charm. So Craig's wants to come in and Whitney's like, you're not coming in. I'm opening the gate and I'm throwing you toilet paper. And Craig's like, this is absurd. Because of course, Craig don't have toilet paper stocked up, okay?
No.
Craig didn't have anything. Craig, I can't believe Craig even has running water.
And I'll say this scene was probably shot a year before the pandemic even came around. He's like, Whitney, I need toilet paper.
They're like, we need footage. Just go through the old shit. Just anything that looks like Corona. They're like, really any scene that Shep, Craig, or Austin are in.
Well. Yeah. So when he's like, you owe me, motherfucker. You owe me, motherfucker. And he's like, well, I'm stocked up on alcohol, but I have zero food. You want to play video games?
He's like, no, I don't want to be anywhere near you. He's like, ah. So he walks down all sad, and it's like 1 week earlier before the world changed. And Austin's just sitting there dripping saline solution onto his contact. Like, and he puts it in. He's like, there you are.
Lens Crafters is insane. It's insane what it can do for you. So then we see Danny at Catherine's townhouse, and she's like, she knocks on the door, and of course, no answer. And she's like, Kaya! And so then she calls up Catherine, no answer again. So she just has to sit there like, huh. Because of course, Danny is the one who actually still shows up on time for Catherine.
Yes. It's like, I'm just impressed that they didn't do a wellness check this time. Because you know these fuckers know. Would at some point. Then Shep is putting together an IKEA bed or something, and his little dog Craig comes in and jumps on it and like gets his legs all stuck. He's like, oh, Craig,
that's just like Big Craig. It's like cut to like regular Craig with his foot stuck in a bed. Ow.
And then we go over to Pringle's sad life. Pringle, really? Am I the only? All I see, I keep looking online to see if you guys are like, God, Pringle's like the most depressing character to come on TV in a long time. And you're not. You guys are sick. You're all like, oh, he's hot. Yeah, I do him. Yeah, he's fine. Take off your shirt again, Pringle. And I'm like, you're an alcoholic who abandoned your children. So that's all I'm seeing.
To be on a TV show. I was also thinking, I was like, this guy has such a sad life. Everything about him is so sad. And I was like, I bet so many people think he's so hot. But I'm like, this is a sad person right here. This is someone who was like peaked broken, in high school or college. Broken.
Like, I recognize that guy, and it's from running to my car so I don't have to, like, make an excuse not to put change in his red tin while he's ringing a bell in my goddamn face at Whole Foods. Okay? Like, however, that kind, you know? Like, if just you are sad. A teenager. And,
yeah. If you're a teenager, though, you know he's the one who's going to get you your beer. So, you know.
Yeah, before he like fingers you in the back of the school, you know, gross. So he is anyway. All of that is because he's making a sad little bed with sad little sheets, yeah. And it's just it's sad. So then Patricia is ringing her bell, and she's like, "Would you mind cutting some lemons, Michael? They'll look decorative for our party with the guys. Lemons, just so we can remind everybody that we're talking about Austin, the walking lemon."
When life gives you lemons, I guess you date it, right, Madison? So... Then we go back to Danny, who's still sitting at the stoop. And then Leva shows up, and she's like, "Why are you outside?" And she's like, "Well, Catherine, I'm waiting for Catherine. She's not here yet." So Leva's like, she's like, "I arranged childcare. I have businesses." By the way, you know that Leva just knocks in general? Like, if something's not right, she's like, "I'll handle this." It's like, Leva, why are you knocking on that wall right now? She's like, "I just need to knock."
And you know she doesn't, like, she's mad in traffic, like... Like, you're in a car, okay?
It's funny to hear 11 knock on the other side of the mic, on the other side of the podcast.
God, it's going to make me crazy. No more knocking! So, yeah, she's, like, furious that Catherine's not there. And I was like, well, welcome to your first full-time season. I don't know where you expected Catherine to be. They probably set this scene up 3 days ago. Danny has probably pooped in the bushes twice.
Yeah, because Danny is in that state now where she's like, the moment I leave, I know she'll show up. I can just wait a little bit longer, a little bit longer.
But I like, no one's home, so Leva just thinks, oh, I'm going to knock and she'll be home.
Well, I have expected Catherine to show up and be like, what? Because you know Danny's knocks are like,
"Are you there, honey?"
Yeah, it's like when your mom wakes you up for school as a kid. She's like, "Honey, it's time to get up." Well, that's not true. It's my dad. "Honey, it's time to get up." And then my mom going, "I'm going to get a wooden spoon up your ass if you're not out of bed." It's like, you're up, you know, the difference between their knocks.
So eventually Catherine shows up and they go inside and her townhouse is all like, and she's like, it's all in shape. It looks good. And apparently the girls are all over there to help her organize and help it even better. So the reason why Catherine wanted to fast track this because there's another baby Ravenel on the way. And she's like, and it's a boy. I mean, a boy. She has a vape. She's like,
and she's like, "All right, guys, anything you see should just be off the floor and on the wall, I guess." And Leva's like, "Oh, my God, you said she was going to make us hang shelves." You were right, Danny. So then Madison comes over and she's like, "Let's get organized. Look, I got us some champagne."
Yeah. So they're doing stuff and Leva's like, "Is this a child's crop top?"
What and was then- that?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah, some weird silver. It was like, was it her crop top? I don't know. I was very confused.
Maybe it belonged to Ashley.
They give a lot of cheers and cheers. I love just pretending like addiction never existed. It's like every time I've really been in trouble, I've known that I'm okay when I start drinking again and my friends are there by my side. Oh, guys, isn't it warm inside? So Leva's like, "We need to find a stud." And they're like, "Ha, ha, ha, your husband's going to get turned on by that." And then Catherine's like, "Thanks so much for hanging everything, y'all. She's going to be so excited she has a mirror." And then we learn why you should never ask your friends to hang anything ever in your house.
No.
Because they've hung the mirror over the light switch plate.
I know. It drove me nuts. I think that because the studs, I'm like, you know, you can get the little braces, you know, like, because that mirror, and it was like a heavy ass mirror. I'm like, how long before that sweet little girl goes to hit the light switch and that mirror comes crashing down? It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. So then Austin is cleaning his beer cans out of the sink.
Yeah. And Craig comes home and they're like, fist bump. And he's like, "Yeah, sorry, I went home last night." I guess Austin's like, "Yo, you cheated on me last night, Craig." And it was something about how I guess Craig went and stayed at a friend's house, but then the rest of them kept on drinking.
Yeah, and they're acting like Craig has been gone for a month. He went home like an hour before they did. He's like, oh, you okay, Craig? That's not like you. He's like, And then we see a clip of him like, yeah, I really have to take a step back. Like, wow, you're going home at 1 instead of 2. You're really making an effort there, buddy.
I took a step back, but I forgot that was the end of the porch and I fell over and I hurt my hand again.
And so he wants some water and Austin's like, do not drink this. This coronavirus is a thing. It's insane. Insane a virus. And Craig's like, yeah, well, I'm looking for a place like that's really close. It's like a 5-minute ride in a go-kart from your house.
I need a routine because I'm sick of living out of a suitcase. So I need to like be somewhere where I can say I need a routine and I can be alone when I say it.
So we start cutting between these two talking and the girls talking at the hanging mirrors badly party. And Austin's like, well, we had a really late one here. After you left, Madison was coming in. And so I was like, whoa, it's just me, her, and Pringle. And then we see a clip of last night and Pringle's drunk. And he's like, hey, you know what? I was like, I like you. You're hot. That's the one I want to date. Hey, Austin, I didn't respect your relationship, bro. Sorry.
I'm like, you're kind of a dick. Like, that's the thing. Never trust a guy who's like, I'm just a fun time guy. I live in the Battery. That's what I am. I'm just John Pringle. I'm named after a chip and I'm a little disheveled and I'm just like a fun guy. Everyone likes me. It's like, oh, that's the guy you got to watch out for. He's a secret dick. Secret dick.
Yep. And not secret, apparently. He has no problem like being a dick. Just out being a dick. I mean, he
literally is named after a potato chip that is in a dick-shaped container. Like, it's just that obvious.
Yes. So Austin's like, yeah, and he mentioned it, but I thought, you know, like, give him the benefit of the doubt, you know? So then we come back here, and, you know, I guess it just goes to show you that too much of something is never a good thing. And then we cut to the girls.
Like and cocaine.
And Madison is like, we had so much fun at your party. Oh, wait, is it that Madison?
Oh, we had so much fun at your party, Liva.
Yeah, and then they're talking about how Pringle was like, was nuzzling up on Madison at Austin's house, and he started whispering things like, I'm just conflicted with my relationship with Austin and how I feel about you. I'm just conflicted. Oh.
And then Austin, back at his place, is like, I'm sitting here, and you're in my house, and you say you're conflicted? I fucking lost my ship. Spit goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And Craig's like, what did she say? And he's like, she didn't even have a chance, because I jumped down his throat. It was insane.
Yeah. And then it goes back to the girls, and she's like, they're basically like, yeah, he stood up and was like, don't talk to my girl that way. And then Pringle stood up and said, don't ever talk to me that way, boy. And Austin like sat down. They all are laughing.
They all got scared. He tried to stand up to him and Pringle was like, how dare you? And Austin's like, sorry, sir. Sorry, sir.
Which is hilarious.
And Leva's like, well, that must have turned you on, Madison, you know, for Pringle to do that. And she's like,
oh, yeah, I loved it. I was like, just sit back and let him fight. You know, and also it was sweet that Austin stood up. Funny when he sat down again. But sweet that he tried. Oh.
And then Craig is like, You don't act like that around your friends because normal people don't act like that. And then we get a flashback to like season one of like baby Craig and baby Shep and baby Catherine when basically Shep cock blocked Craig and Catherine. I'm like, Craig has been putting up with this behavior for a very, very long time. Way longer than you ever should. Like these guys just all cock block each other. It's kind of crazy.
I have a question. How come on this show everybody used to have tiny heads and now they have big heads? Like, it's not like, look, I look different than I looked 5 years ago, but I've gained probably 100 pounds. Okay, that's why I look different. They haven't. They're all still thin, but their heads are giant now. Like when they showed their clips of before, their heads were like this big, and now they're this big. What the fuck? Mm. What's happening over there? What's in the water in Charleston?
Trop hop.
It's all those. It's all those growth hormones and trop hop. So Austin's like, I was like, Pringle, why do you think that I'm someone you can just play?
Pringle! I mean, come on. Sane Pringle. Sane.
So Craig's like, well, do you think that Pat's the one fueling that? He's like, yeah, she loves Madison, so she just wants her to be with someone who has money, honey. And Craig's like, yeah, well, we have dinner with her, so how do you and Pringle stand at this big guy's dinner? And this is one huge thing Corona robbed us of. Yes, we're missing Thanksgiving with our families. Yes, we're losing, a lot of people are out of work. Things are shit right now, okay? I'm not making light of it. But one of the biggest things this has stolen from us is guys' night at Patricia's house, because this would have been amazing. Like, Patricia would have finally been pulled into a fight on this show.
I know. That's just how powerful she is. She's like, well, I see there's danger on the horizon. Hey, Governor of South Carolina, could you put on your best double-breasted suit and tell people to stay inside? Thank you.
Someone's going to try and come after me on camera. You just see her driving around town in a Bentley, just spraying out the window like little Rona droplets.
By the way, since we are talking about coronavirus, some of you may have noticed I've coughed a few times. I don't want anyone to be alarmed. Before this, we recorded Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and we did a lot of Lisa impersonations, and it was very gravelly. And I had to speak like this, and I basically, I inflicted my own coronavirus on myself. But don't worry, I do not have the Rona. I'm just doing the Lisa Barlow. I'm recovering from Lisa Barlow voice.
Yeah, Barlow. Sorry. 19.
So don't be worried. Don't be worried.
So over at Pringle's house, he's calling his sister Jenny, and they get sadder. Okay, he's like, "Hey, 7 days, Jenny. I just got back from the store for the boys, and they'll be here in 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm getting some beach towels and some and his hands. He's got the shake so bad in his hands. Really, like, it's not. Oh.
He's like, I have a bucket so they can dig in the sand. So I have a bucket. I'm like, okay. Hey, kids, guess what? You get to fly across the country because there's a bucket waiting for you.
Yeah.
So then, I feel like he genuinely loves his kids and is trying to do the best, but there is like this weird sadness that link, even him just saying, I got buckets and, you know, towels, beach towels. I was like, oh, especially knowing where this is headed,
you know,
coronavirus. I was like, ooh, yeah, awkward.
He's like, let's face it. Moms are better at this and we all know it, but I'm trying. I mean, I got him a wakeboard to go in the swamps with, and it can hold my beer. So I'm like, oh, this is so depressing. Why did you hire someone so broke down? We need something positive in this show, okay? So he's like, well, I got one of the kids' Fortnite sheets. They're probably made out of asbestos. And then they start talking about Corona and how surely they're not going to cancel domestic flights. Like, surely they're not.
Yeah.
Surely this is going to blow over. Which...
Well, he goes, in 2 weeks. Blow over in 2 weeks. I mean, yeah, it blew over in 2 weeks in China, right, John Pringle? Like, I don't understand why he would think that.
I remember back when we were talking about it when it first started happening, you were like, well, I think we have to cancel a show. And I'm like, no, that's stupid. And then we got another cancellation and another one, and they just kept coming. And I'm like, oh, my God, everyone's such a wuss. It's probably just one of those things that they say, there's a flu, and then no one talks about it again. And I was like that.
Well, just to be fair,
and I was wrong.
I think nothing blows over in 2 weeks. I'm like, I have a canker sore, and I'm like, I think I have it.
Girl, you've been ready to shut down since I've known you.
I'm like anything that happens to me, I'm like, well, this is it. This is where we're at. And it's like, man, it'll blow over in 2 weeks. I don't know. I think this one's gonna last. So finally, it worked for me.
Yeah. Finally, the world is like reacting the way you've needed it to react to everything all along.
So don't feel bad. So he starts talking about, he's telling his sister about how he got into a fight with Austin. And he's like, I was just like, hey, I mean, just in case you guys aren't serious, like, maybe I could bang a girlfriend. And he was like, get the fuck out of my house. And like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, of course he's going to say that, John Pringle. You tried to steal his girlfriend.
Yeah. And his sister's like, she just sighs. And she's like, John, I get it, but there's like so many women here, John, okay? There's like millions of little skinny white blonde girls here. You'll be fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he goes, yeah, yeah, I get it. It's my fault. And then he tells us, there's a lot of drama that comes with Madison that I'm starting to see. I'm like, you hit on her. Don't pivot to now like she's the crazy one. You literally hit on her. And Austin was like, get the fuck out of here. And you're like, Madison causes a lot of drama. It's like, no, sir, you caused that drama.
He's just an asshole because he follows it up with, but I have a problem with telling guys that I like their girlfriends. So,
oh, that's
he's
adorable.
Been down this. He's hoed this road before. He's hoed this road before.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So let's go to Dunes West and Shep playing some tennis with his girlfriend because I'm nice now and I'm really good at country club sports. I'm really proficient at country club sports. Golf, tennis, croquet, tripping fat people.
Making fun of homeless people in New York City. Did you notice that Shep was wearing the same dad jokes t-shirt that Pringle was in the previous scene, which makes me wonder if one of them is trying to sell that t-shirt. I don't know.
Probably Shep.
Probably Shep. So I just wrote Garsh, Garsh. Oh, because he's playing tennis. He's like, oh, Garsh.
Garsh. Garsh.
Garsh.
His girlfriend, Garsh. Taylor's like, are you Garshing? Like, what are we, at Garshleton? Come on.
He's like, oh, I don't want to impress Taylor. I want to beat her. I want to exert my dominance. Garsh.
Garsh. Oh. So then they talk about how they had the talk, and they're kind of boring, basically. And she's like, I didn't want to have the talk because girls aren't supposed to be the ones to get serious. Guys have to get serious because if a girl gets serious, then a guy's like, ah. And I was like, that is so stereotypical and fucking lame and so exactly on the nose true.
True. It's unfortunately very, very true. And he's like,
especially
this is
according
wild.
To this show.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is why I love you, because you're just so completely secure. It's very attractive. I mean, I don't want to be Oedipus too much, but Taylor kind of reminds me of my mom, you know? She can play tennis. She's blonde. She cleans up after me. Garsh, match made in heaven.
Clip of him at lunch with his mom. Mom, I just got to be honest. I want to bang you. Mom, thanks for coming to lunch, honey. Okay, so then the news. Every scene is like interspersed with, and then the park benches got roped off again.
He's got money.
But the news is starting to sound progressively more fake. Not like fake news, but more like, do we have a recording of the news from that day? No. Okay, Cindy from accounting, can you pretend you're a news reporter? Because it's like, coronavirus is sweeping Charleston, and now they are closing down stores. I'm like, that's not how news reporters talk, but okay.
And then Craig is FaceTiming with his parents, and I think scratching his balls the whole time. I couldn't really tell. He's sitting like crisscross applesauce in bed talking to his parents, and it looks like he is scratching his balls the whole time. You
be might have
been.
Yes, you be the judge. So the mom and so he FaceTimes his mom, who does the most mom thing ever on FaceTime. Dad's here, and then her head is like,
you see this much.
She's
of her
like,
head. She's like, hi honey.
She's just, hi honey. Does my sound still sound? I moved my laptop. Did I affect my sound, Ronnie? You have to tell me.
No.
Is it going, psh? Okay, good. So So Craig is FaceTiming and Austin's like in bed. I don't know why we cut over there. And he has to spend $38,000 to fix his house because there was an asbestos explosion in it. And he also wants to demo the kitchen. So he's like, well, as long as they're there fixing the asbestos, maybe they can demo the kitchen. I'm like, I don't think that's the same crew that does that, but okay. And he found a rental that he really likes. And it's like this very frilly feminine rental that has a pool table in the middle of it. And he's like, cool.
He's like, yeah. And she goes, and this is an office, obviously. It's got like a little day bed in here, you know, so you could have people come in here and like sit if you're talking to them in the office. And he goes, or take a nap. You know, I could be really comfortable here. Yeah, you could, because it's fucking $4,000 a month, sir.
$4,000 a month in rent in Charleston.
Oh my God, $3,900. I almost
for
barfed.
One person.
I got so nervous, I just almost barfed. I was like, oh, really? You can be comfortable there? So he's like, yeah, I gotta be better at working, so I can't just hang out all the time and party, because we're not good influences on each other. My God. You need someone to tell you to spend less damn money, boy.
Where is Anna Hayward? Get him in shape. So now
she's gonna freak out when she finds out that he paid $3,900 a month for this.
I know. Where was Catherine's rental from last season? Was that not available? That six-story rental with the door that startled everyone?
Yeah. He probably gives Anna like a quarter of that a month.
So now we see Pringle driving along, and he's calling Shep, who he has listed in his phone as Shep Dog, because of course he does. And then it goes to voicemail and just says on Chiron, not on the phone, Shep. And he's just calling to be like, oh, I'm getting in soon. So he calls. So he calls up Craig, and they're gonna go get suits together.
Yeah, they gotta Patricia's get suits for Patricia's house. So then we go over to Gwyn's, the famous Gwyn's. And Catherine's like, "Hey, Miss Boss Lady, haven't seen you since the party." And so Catherine talks about how she does social for Gwyn's now because like she gets hundreds and 80s and 90s of millions of thousands of likes on dresses. So,
and Madison is like the worst co-opter of gay culture. She goes, "Yas, queen." I'm like, that's not how you do it. She's like, what? I have a giant fake tan, and I say, yas, queen. No, say, yas, queen.
Yes, she's not the most charismatic. This whole scene, she's like, do you want to put on a dress? We have some dresses in the back you might like. Do you like dresses? There's a dress in the back. You should get it.
I liked also Catherine paraphrasing Glenn Ross. She's like, always be creating content. Always be creating. I just love the idea that like David Mamet is like, this is now where it has come. Catherine Dennis on Southern Charm at Gwyn's creating content for Instagram.
She's like, always coffee's closer. Coffee's closers.
Okay. So she's saying how doing social for Gwyn's has like reminded her that there's like, she has a purpose outside of being a mom. And she's like, I'm just like giving them all sorts of good ideas. So they just like dump me in and just pick my brain, just to be honest with you.
Now I'm not only trying on clothes at home, I'm trying them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Gotta have a goal. So, yeah. Catherine's like, I cannot wait to go to New York to do a buying trip. And she's like, New York is closed. She's like, why?
Huh? Madison's like, well, I'm just a little concerned about the coronavirus. It's like, yes, queen, we get it. I mean, I don't know if you heard, but the whole city is shut down. And Catherine just starts laughing. She's like, so then let's just go directly to China then, right? How about Wuhan? I hear there's a factory there. Can we go there?
Well, she's like, Catherine, everything is shutting down. And she's like, that is insane. I didn't know. I guess I should Google this thing.
Catherine. Madison's like, honey, you do.
Yeah, this is serious. No cause for public alarm. Each individual is responsible for their own actions and personal hygiene. And then they cut to Craig. It's like, why do you have to cut to Craig about personal hygiene?
Every single time. And not only do they cut to Craig, they cut to him going into that suit shop and like fist bumping the suit guy and then embracing, just like licking each other's faces and playing patty cake and then licking their palms afterwards.
Girl. Yeah, I'm one of those people that just has to stay home during all of this as much as possible because I'll hug the mailman, you know? Like I'm just like,
yeah.
He's in the suit shop and
before Pringle comes in, Craig's talking about how he needs to get a suit. He's like, Patricia has these parties where she wants you to be eloquently dressed. I love the ineloquence of Craig misusing eloquence, which I know sounds really snobby, but it's Craig, so I think we're all entitled. Because it got a...
He's like, my style fluctuates. When I moved to Charleston, I really liked the aesthetic. So I bought a bunch of polos and became preppy. And then they show him when he's trying to be really preppy. And Shep's like, gosh, you look like Eurotrash, gosh. Like, oh, yeah. Shep. I like that they just keep reminding us what a prick Shep is. So we can't fall for his, little Craig, I have a girlfriend and a dog, gosh. They're like, no, he's still an asshole. And we're going to tell you about it every 5 minutes.
I think the real star of this scene, though, is Carolyn, the beleaguered worker at this suit place, who has been clearly passed over for promotion like for the past 20 years. And she's just become totally embittered by these awful, awful guys that come through the store. She is just like squinty eyed and angry, justifiably so, at everything. She's like, how about this?
And yeah, Pringle's she like, seems to be like hating them with her choices, because she's like, Craig, what kind of stuff do you like? And he's like, I like colorful stuff. And she's like, how about that? And it's terrible. It's like this little thing with like little paisleys all
it's
over.
It's like an
it.
Acid like, dream.
Yeah. He's like, well, that might be a little too much. She's like,
I used to be louder, but I've started to digress into, could you finish that for me, Carolyn? Solids. Yeah.
So Pringle comes and he's like, look, I'm just doing this to impress Patricia because she's classy and I need her approval. So let's just get this done. All right. Tell me what I need. So he doesn't like too flashy. He just gets a blue one, pretty much, a blue jacket. And they put it on and she's like, that looks nice, stupid. And he's like, $1,400? Is that how much this costs? Jesus Christ. You better bury me in this. You know what? I can't afford this. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put this on layaway.
Carolyn is like, I will pretend to smile right now, but I want your poor ass out of this shop in the next 5 minutes.
Look at you trying to charm me with your poverty. Aren't you adorable?
If you want, I got an extra pail in the back. You need that, I bet, right? You're one of those fathers that gets pails for their kids, right?
God. Let me guess. Asbestos Fortnite sheets. Damn it. Got me. So Madison is outside, I think, at Austin's house in his little yard, right?
I don't remember.
Maybe they just all look the same.
She was just somewhere. She was somewhere in the void.
She's
in the
trying to call
down.
Patricia, and of course, it's like ring, ring, and she picks it up and then hangs it up. And she's like, did she just hang up on me? So she tries again. She's like,
person calling. Let me hang up.
And Patricia's the same way on the phone. You only see this much of her face. She's like, sorry to hang up on you, but I'm bidding at auction right now.
Yeah. Well, my hair looks like a rat's nest, if you want my honest opinion.
It's like Patricia's Pornhub, just bidding for shit at home. You know she's on there all day.
Bidhub. So, eBay. So then Madison is just like, she's like, well, I'm outside. I'm just trying to enjoy being outside while I still can. And I'm just washing my hands and trying to stay away from people. And Patricia's just asking about, like, you know, if you have clients coming in, how you're going to protect yourself. And then Patricia has really sage advice. She goes, well, just take hand wipes and don't let anyone breathe on you. That's really meant for Austin.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm really just calling to return your necklace. Thanks for letting me borrow that. Well, how was your dinner anyway? Where'd you go after? Well, I crashed Boys Night and I talked to Pringle and Austin for a second. And Patricia's like, that's interesting. $50.
I just bought an antique umbrella that's made out of egg rolls that were preserved. Petrified egg rolls made in the shape of an umbrella.
So back at the suit shop, Craig is like, well, if you buy that, you're definitely jumping back into the dating pool. Oh, God, how bad do I look next to you? Oh, yeah, we went to Oysters the other day. And I went with Austin. He's like, oh, yeah? How's Austin doing? And Craig's like, yeah, he's going to have a heart attack because you're considering stealing his girlfriend. And he's like, is that something I should consider?
Yeah. And then Craig's like, do you like her? He's like, yeah. He's like, so then it goes back to Madison. And she's like, I think that Pringle thought he had a chance. And Patricia's, well, Whitney and I had drinks with him just to get to know him a little bit better. And he did say he liked you and he did find you very attractive. And I don't know if you know this, but his grandfather used to have a house in the Battery. Battery? Anyone? Battery? Is that impressive? Battery? House in the Battery?
$80. And then she tells us, maybe I do take a little responsibility for putting that thought in his mind. I have no guilt whatsoever. There's nothing wrong with trading up.
Do you ever feel guilty when you outbid someone? Of course not. Just think of Austin as the paddle attached to a very poor person.
And she's like, now, wait a minute. Sky's calling me. And she just hangs up on her.
Did she really just hang up on me again?
It's the literal sky. She's that powerful. 1 second, I'm getting a call from the heavens deciding whether we want a rain or sunshine tomorrow.
So Pringle's like, I'm just trying to navigate this dangerous path I'm on. And Craig's like, it sounds like Pat led you down this path. Craig's like really ready to come for Patricia this year. I don't know what tree he thinks he's barking up, but you might want to take a seat.
It's a birch
I guess he's
tree.
Still mad about the whole, I think he still kind of blames Patricia for his breakup with Nelmi?
Well, we also learned that Craig is a conspiracy theorist, so he probably has one of those bulletin boards where there's like pictures of the cast and he has yarn going from like thumbtack to thumbtack, but then the yarn eventually goes off the board into a pillow. He's just been sewing off of his conspiracy board all this time. He's like,
yeah.
God, why can't I sew the rest of this pillow? Why can't I get more yarn out of this?
Yeah, he's like marketing like chipless pillows.
A pillow without a chip implanted to control your life.
So he's like, children have been trafficked in this pillow.
So he tells him, Austin, you know, Patricia has it in for Austin, so now she's going to try and get you to steal Madison, and now we have to go to this dinner at Patricia's, and then Austin has to sit there and confront Patricia about it. Like, no, he doesn't. What are you talking about? Sit there and eat the free food and leave.
Yeah, that's not Austin's style. So Craig's like, so are you going to drop it and be friends with Austin or Carolyn, can you finish this sentence for me? You're on your own. You already didn't buy anything from me, so you finish your own sentences.
I'm sorry. I'm over here trying to sell that paisley I suggested.
And so Pringle's like, TBD. Yeah, so then we go to Leva's house, and she has to have a meeting at her house with all of her employees to talk about what the hell they're going to do because they're restaurant owners and bar owners and stuff. So they come over, and she's like, what are we going to do about coronavirus? Like,
You can't really plan your way out of this one. This is actually, like, one of the only, scenes in the show where you're like everyone else is sort of like, oh, coronavirus. She's like, coronavirus. And so, you know, they're trying to figure it out. I felt really bad for her because she's like, we're a tourism city. And, you know, like if tourism stops, we all stop, you know. Yeah. So her staff comes over and they're all hand sanitizing and everything and talking about how they're getting all these cancellations. But then it's sort of like it's an interesting time capsule of like this hope that people still have where this woman's like, well, we do have the bar crawl coming up, so we have to do that. And then another guy's like, and then there's St. Paddy's Day. I mean, we can't cancel St. Paddy's Day, right? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's all going to get canceled.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, I mean, I don't think millennials are really stopping anything. It's just the old people and the at-risk people. And they're like, oh, yeah, everything's going to be okay. That's hard watching this shit all again.
I feel bad. I feel genuinely bad because, like, Leva's very, very likable and... You know, she and her husband have built this little empire. They did the first bottle service. And so that sucks watching this because you sort of know which direction this is going.
Yeah. So then we go over to Craig's new rental where nothing is wrong still. So he's like kind of unpacking by just throwing shit on the ground. And he still has his little tiny sewing machine, little Bernina, which I think is funny. It's like a little kid's sewing machine. It's like this tiny little sewing machine.
Yeah, it's a little Fisher-Price thing. And then Shep comes over and he's like, gosh, love the digs, dude. Gosh. Oh, shoot. We just shook hands. Oh, okay. Oh, well.
And then every douchebag did at that time. Look what I got, guys. Coronas.
Oh, the bad news is there's a pandemic, but it's not Corona's fault. Oh, and then, of course, Craig is like, this coronavirus isn't even existing.
Shep's like, Craig's a conspiracy nut? Like, he's Alex Jones or something? And then we see a clip when Craig's like, I'm not going to get a vaccination. Like, what if I had to walk backwards my whole life because of some shot?
So then Shep addresses the real issue.
I forgot about that.
I totally forgot too. Now Shep addresses the real issue. Gosh, Craig, are you going to get in trouble if we jam too hard in here?
God.
We could throw some righteous parties. Gosh.
Yeah, and Whitney calls, of course, and he's like, what are you guys doing? And basically cancels the party. because they're like, well, you know, we're still ready for Patricia's party, right? And he's like, no, guys, it's over. We're going to have to not have that. And Craig's like, well, you know, we're going to be careful, but, like, social distancing for us, like, that means, like, we're not going to hang out with people that we don't know, but we're going to, like, still party with people that we know.
Yeah. Because when he says, I'm canceling this party, and Craig's reaction is, well, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to have a housewarming party this week. It's like, no, yeah. Craig.
Like, it's okay if you know them. People still do that. It's like, people still I'm just do having, it. I'm only having 20 people, but I know them all. What does that mean?
Yeah. The Wall Street Journal actually had an article out this week that basically said that people are getting coronavirus like crazy because of those situations, because everyone's like, yeah, it's just like me and my five friends. And they don't realize that, like, you can't trust anyone because it's not even malicious. People don't know if they have the virus or not. And so people, this is actually now the way that people are getting coronavirus.
Yeah. And so Whitney's like, oh, you guys are like walking Petri dishes, God. And basically, that's it, right? Craig's like, well, you know what? Like, he hates germs, but he also hates being stuck inside. So, like, I don't know. If being good makes it go away sooner, then I guess have fun with that. And Shep's like, this is just the beginning. This is not something that's going to be over in 2 weeks, you know?
And Craig's like, but I have important meetings in New York in 2 weeks. Shep's like, oh, gosh, cancel that gosh trip, yeah. Gosh.
So then an ice cream place, and now they're talking about all this stuff. So now I'm worried, you know. I'm like, oh, God. So now here we go to an ice cream place with the kid, and lady's like, you want ice cream? And then everyone's like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Like, I know.
Here's a quarter. Go put it in that gumball machine and rub your hands all over it where millions of kids have touched it just today.
Can we address the really important part, though, Ronnie, the really important part? Have you ever seen sundaes that looked as delicious as those sundaes on Bravo? Like, I wanted to go out to Carvel, find a Carvel somewhere, and just get a giant sundae. Those sundaes looked amazing. And the next time we go to Charleston, I am tracking down that ice cream shop, and I'm getting one of those sundaes.
Yeah. And Austin is so lame. He has to get a passive-aggressive sundae. Like, you can't even enjoy a sundae, dude. Like, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to get the Gold Digger sundae, please, because that's what Patricia wants me to be. That's what Patricia wants you to be. Just, like, you're not going to get a sundae you want just to be a little bee on TV. Come on.
Yeah. So, yeah, so Madison, this is another scene of Madison talking about how she's loving how Austin is really stepping up and everything, and how Patricia is entering quarantine. But, like, you know, Madison was talking to her and was like, well, you're going to be out of quarantine sooner than you may realize, because there's no way you're going to let one gray hair pop out. And Patricia was like, you're probably right. I mean, let's also face it. I'm immune to everything at this point. So,
yeah. One thing that Corona has not been proven to withstand, a tidal wave of Tanqueray.
Last time I checked, coronavirus didn't have an art history degree.
So, Austin's all mad. He's like, what did she say? What did you say? And then what did she say to that? And then what did you say to that? It's like, okay, I just said Austin and Iron live, okay? And he's like, so you put down the hammer? Did you put down the hammer with her?
She's like, yes, I did. And then they start talking about how she's like, well, the good news is that I'm going to have 2 weeks off of work. And so, like, maybe we'll go on vacation somewhere. And the kid's like, I want to go to Disney World. And so we're all like, hey, I hear there's some fun Fortnite sheets.
Yeah, I know. Those Fortnite sheets are looking better and better, right? That pail.
Maybe we'll play with those instead.
That bucket that he bought is looking smarter and smarter by the scene.
People. Very intelligent now. I take it all back.
So then another news thing. It's like, geez, every scene is the news. Like, and now it's a state of emergency again.
I say it's a state of emergency. And then it cuts to Craig at home going, gotta stop coughing. Like, oh gosh, Craig.
And he's complaining because he's reading all the restrictions, and he's like, oh God, school's closed, restaurants closed, no more gatherings of over 50. God. And Pringle calls him, and he's like, is that Corona? Are you coughing? My God. And he's like, well, the factory is shut down. And then Pringle is having trouble with the kids because the airlines are like, you really want to fly? Like, do you think it's a good time to fly kids out here?
And he was like, I don't know, American Airlines, but you're a pretty lady. You kind of want to go on a date sometime. It's like, I am an airline. By the way, did you feel as bad as I did about for the cameraman who had to film Craig coughing in these early days of uncertainty with the pandemic? Yeah. I felt so bad for that production crew that was probably like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah. So then we go to Leva. She's going to her new pub that she's building. And she's like, so we're fucked, right? And the guy's like, yeah, the to-go thing isn't sustainable, you don't think? And she's like, well, we can't keep 100 employees on salary, so we're closing.
And it's sad. And she's choking up. And it's a really serious thing that a lot of people are going through. And in the middle of it all, these little animals appear on screen. It's like, the crew, it's part two. Oh, goofy animals, goofy. And she's like, I have to shut down this dream. I have to fire everyone. The crew, it's the crew. I was like, could we have like maybe timed this little crew's promotion for like maybe Craig's scene instead?
I was wondering what you were talking about.
Like, no, it was like a little,
it's the crew's.
It was like a wacky, it was a promo for like a wacky, like movie, you know, like it was the sequel to The Croods.
Oh, Kate, God.
Little wacky caveman. Like, Leva's on screen facing this like horrific reality. And there's these little cartoon characters being like, bah, 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 bah. And I was like, of course this would happen on Bravo. Of course.
And of course Southern a Charm. Movie about cavemen is like, you know, our demographic, the Southern Charm guys. Okay. Just put it in that show. Anywhere in that show would work.
And then, yeah, Danny calls up Catherine on the phone and she's like, sorry, I'm kind of out of breath, which of course is like when people say that it's like a trigger. It's like, oh God, like all these things that everyone's saying. It's
she's
like,
she's crying, right? She sounds like she's crying.
I don't know. I mean, that's Danny. She always sort of sounds like she's crying, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like one of those things where it's like everything they say, everything they're saying is so prophetic. And it's like, on the one hand, you are cringing. On the other hand, you're almost like laughing at like the oh, if only you know what's in store.
Yeah.
You know?
So Austin calls Madison. He's watching the news and he's like, what the hell? And he's like, yeah, I mean, this is depressing. And she's like, well, I'm just hanging out. And she decides that she's going to still get her kid because she's not going to just not have her kid. Right. So he's like, well, at least we can drink alcohol. Right?
Yeah.
She's having to cancel work. Basically, it's just like the shit hitting the fan. Everybody's being affected at this point.
Yeah. She can't cut hair. Austin can't sell his beer. And he's like, we're living off tuna packets and ramen. It's insane. But in this case, it actually really is insane.
Yeah. And then Craig calls Shep, and Shep is at home with his parents and didn't even let his girlfriend come because she might have been exposed to it.
Yeah, Shep is actually holding up pancakes, of course. He's like, gosh, look, I got pancakes. There's a global pandemic, but I'm in the lap of luxury. What's going on with you, Craig? Pancakes, pancakes, pancakes.
Yeah, and Craig just gets off the phone with him, and he's like, God, I guess this is a thing.
And then Trixie goes, ba-ba-doo. It's like, to be continued for the rest of our lives, I think.
Yeah, this is the section where the real world catches up with our TV watching, and it now becomes Corona time.
I know. It was pretty fascinating to see how they handled it. I mean, if you compare it with Orange County, Orange County is doing like the slow drip, adding a little bit more every episode, which I think is also very fascinating. So, but it was interesting. And it looks like it's going to resume. We don't have Southern Charm on next week because of Thanksgiving, and I'm assuming it will resume after that. And it looks like it'll probably resume after their quarantine a little bit, sort of. So
yeah, it looks like they just went on break. They just stopped shooting altogether. And Orange County didn't really well, for a while. You know. I mean, they go on break later, but yeah, I guess everybody's like starting to hit it at different times. Fun times, everybody.
Fun times. Anyway, thank you guys. Thanks for your patience. I know we didn't have this recap last week, so thanks everyone for your patience. Have a great weekend and be safe because the coronavirus is an active part of our daily lives right now. So wear your masks, please, and stay away from people if you can, and don't do anything you don't have to do because we want to see you alive and well at our next show. And the sooner we get through this, the sooner we get to our next show. Don't go outside
so I can do my show again. All right.
No, it's not to promote the show. It's to say we can get the more people just lock it down, the sooner we'll get out of this thing, hopefully. Fingers crossed. So stay safe. Ronnie, love you. And talk to everyone on Monday for some Real Housewives of Potomac.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.